Hey folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you gotta do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 or gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon, Just the News family.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the John Solomon Reports podcast. This is not John Solomon. It's Sophie Mann filling in for John. John will be back soon. But for today, we've got a great interview with senior policy analyst at the Center for Security Policy, Stephen Bryan. That's coming up. We're going to be talking all things China. It's a great and really wide-ranging conversation, super topical as well. As we know, China has been making aggressive moves in the South China Sea. Just this week, they flew up to 75 planes into Taiwan's protected airspace, sending a clear threatening signal to the small island nation. So we're going to be discussing exactly what that means, what it could mean moving forward, and of course, how the United States needs to be responding. But maybe isn't. Actually, a breaking report from just this morning indicates that United States troops have actually been deployed to Taiwan for at least a year now, training up the Taiwanese military, meaning that to some degree, the U.S. military is perfectly well aware of exactly the type of threat that China poses and is trying to get this much smaller, less well-resourced country in fighting shape for what the Taiwanese defense minister said yesterday he believes is a coming war. So again, we're going to get into the details of it with someone who knows way more about it than I do. That's Stephen Bryan. So we will be coming at you with that right after the break. Hope you guys all checked out John's great interview with former President Trump yesterday. It was another really great and wide-ranging interview. If you haven't had a chance to listen to it, I recommend heading over to the podcast page that's on, you know, Apple, Stitcher, any place where you listen to your podcast. Of course, it's always available over on our site, justthenews.com. John speaks with former President Trump, especially about some interesting commands, for lack of a better word, coming out of the DOJ this week pertaining to parents and their rights vis-a-vis critical race theory being taught to their children in schools. So you can hear exactly what President Trump's view on the DOJ's role in all of that is and how it's, you know, affecting our civic life and the lives of our children moving forward. So we're going to be right back after a quick commercial break with Stephen Bryan. Stick around. We look forward to that interview.
You know what, folks? Stress may be why you can't lose weight. If you've got moderate to high stress like I do, a doctor-formulated weight loss supplement called Lean could be your solution. Chronic stress wreaks havoc on blood sugar, which can cause your body to store excess fat. Stress can also slow your metabolism, which fuels weight gain, and you know all about stress eating and sugar cravings, right? Now the good news. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to help maintain healthy blood sugar levels, help optimize metabolism, and keep your appetite under control. Now, if your life is a bit stressful like mine and you want to lose weight, add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise lifestyle. Now get 15% off and free shipping at takelean.com. That's takelean.com and enter the promo code JustNews15. That's the promo code JustNews15 at takelean.com. One more time, takelean.com. Statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and it's not a substitute or alternative for care from a healthcare provider. Folks, Field of Greens is the healthiest thing I do every day, and I want you on this journey with me. Why? It's literally one scoop a day. It tastes great. I love the fruit flavors particularly, and it's completely improved my life and my health. This is nutrition the way nature intended. When I began taking a hard look at why I wasn't feeling good and why I felt unhealthy, why I was gaining weight, why I was losing energy, it wasn't just because I had hit my 50s. No, it was because I wasn't getting the right amount of fruit and vegetables in my diet. And listen, I'm just too busy to go to the store, clean up the vegetables, cook vegetable dinners, and make sure I hit the fruit. A Field of Greens stepped in. One scoop of powder in my drink or on my eggs in the morning, and boom, I was off and feeling better. And suddenly, I was losing weight. I was sleeping better. My metabolism went up. My blood sugar went down. My cholesterol went down, and my weight went down. And my doctor said, hey, whatever you're doing, keep it doing. You know what that is? It's Field of Greens. That's what I've been doing. Field of Greens is radically different. Each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. I trust Field of Greens to keep me healthy. I promise you, you're going to love this product. But if for any reason you don't, they'll give you 100% money back guaranteed. Now, you're going to get 15% off your first order, plus free rush shipping because of the incredible partnership we have here at Just the News with Brick House Nutrition, and of course, Field of Greens. All you got to do to take advantage of this offer, visit fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JUSTNEWS. That's promo code JUSTNEWS at fieldofgreens.com. Don't wait. Go to fieldofgreens.com today. Use the promo code JUSTNEWS for 15% off.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the John Solomon Reports podcast. This is Sophie Mann subbing in for John again today, who is traveling, but we assure you he will be back soon. So we've got a great guest today. We've got Stephen Bryan, who is a senior fellow at the Center for Security Policy, and he's going to be discussing with us a really hot button issue, something that has been a little bit out of the headlines the past couple days, but really shouldn't be because it's something that we all need to be thinking about truly all the time. And that is, of course, China and sort of their movement in terms of, you know, our own national security and, of course, their actions with Taiwan, which have been heating up in particular over the past week or so. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome Steve Bryan onto the podcast. Hi, Steve. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for having me today.
Thank you so much for being here. So, yeah, like, let's get right into it and just begin discussing the issue in a little bit of depth. Can you give us sort of an up-to-date situation report on what exactly is happening in China? Let's start vis-a-vis Taiwan.
Well, as far as Taiwan is concerned, you know, the Chinese have been threatening Taiwan both with air and naval incursions around what's called the Air Defense Identification Zone of Taiwan. And they've sent a lot of airplanes, mainly fighter airplanes, but also nuclear bombers and electronic aircraft around the island, threatening to, you know, it looks like they're going to attack, but of course they don't. They've sent over 75 airplanes in the last week. So it's a lot. It's very unusual for them to do this much, and it's been building up for some time, but it's quite threatening and worrisome. And no one knows, you know, what the Chinese will do. I mean, they've left us guessing. We really don't know.
Right. So, I mean, certainly these planes being sent into protected airspace is being interpreted as a harsh warning sign from China. Taiwan's defense minister said in front of his own government this week that he fears that it's time for the country to prepare for war. Now, the timeline he sketched out was a little bit interesting. He said that he believes China could be gearing up to go to war with Taiwan by 2025. Can you lend any understanding to exactly that timeline? I mean, it seems like that's certainly a couple years off, and some things would have to play out that maybe the listeners are not as familiar with. What say you?
You know, I don't know what he was basing that on. I mean, it's very hard to say. Maybe he was looking at the Chinese ability to carry troops across the straits and to attack the island. That's a possibility, but he wasn't clear about it, so we don't know. I don't think there's any timeline. In other words, I think it could be tomorrow or the next day or 5 years from now or never. Hmm. We just don't know that. I mean, there's no way to know that. I was in, just to give you some background, I was in Taiwan in 1996. I went there with Jim Woolsey, who had just been the head of the CIA, had just retired from the CIA, and Admiral Bud Edney. And we went over there because there was a lot of threats going on then, and the Chinese were carrying out a massive missile drill, firing missiles in and around the Taiwan Straits, but not hitting Taiwan. And then it started to look like they were massing troops. This was 1996. At that point, we started asking Washington, both the White House and the Pentagon, you know, you guys have to do something. You have to get in there and block this, because otherwise they're going to attack. And after 2 weeks, finally, that was the Clinton administration. Finally, they sent two carrier task forces in, and the Chinese backed down. But it could have happened then.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't nearly as prepared as they are today.
Right. No, I mean, and that is interesting. I mean, we're just hearing reports this morning that, as it turns out, a U.S. Special Ops unit has actually been in, as well as a Marine unit, has been in Taiwan for the past year or so, training the Taiwanese military. So do you think, yeah, I mean,
that's supposed to be secret.
It's supposed to be secret. Yes. Well, I mean, and it certainly was until this very morning. It's Thursday right now, so we'll see sort of what the news cycle ends up doing with that information. But that sort of indicates that the United States has certainly been aware of the rising threat of China's aggression toward Taiwan. I mean, I guess the big question here, at least as it pertains to the Biden administration, is sort of what type of a situation does this Chinese aggression toward Taiwan put the U.S. in? And sort of what would be the United States' obligation to act if China did, in fact, attack Taiwan or even just continue to sort of behave aggressively as it has?
Well, but in both cases, we gave very concrete assurances to Taiwan as late as 2016 to tell them that we would not tolerate that kind of thing, and that we would take action if they were threatened that way. So, yes, we've given assurances like that. There's no legal obligation on the part of the U.S. We have no defense treaty with Taiwan. What we have is the Taiwan Relations Act and these six assurances that were given to the Taiwanese, and which was reaffirmed yesterday by the State Department to Taiwan after Biden's unfortunate statements.
Mm-hmm.
So they jumped in and said, no, you know, because what Biden was saying was that we would somehow obey the original three communiques with China. And he didn't mention the six assurances. And it became a big alarm bells in Taipei, because they saw this as a change in U.S. policy.
Right.
Which it would have been, and a bad one. And so I think that State Department immediately move to correct that, which was right to do. That was the right move.
Right. And I mean, we've heard that, you know, top State Department advisors have been meeting with their Chinese counterparts. President Biden will be meeting with Xi Jinping later this month, albeit virtually, to discuss sort of relationships. And you'd have to assume that conversation was going to include the Taiwanese relationship. I think something that a lot of people are wondering, especially in terms of the way that the Biden administration has thus far dealt with China, which is to say not really very much at all. People are wondering sort of, is the United States under President Joe Biden equipped to functionally deal with a Chinese threat toward Taiwan?
It's a very good question.
Yeah,
there are a lot of ins and outs to that question.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one is, how prepared are we militarily? Where are we positioning our forces? What are our obligations to other countries in the region, especially Japan? I mean, the Japanese have made it absolutely clear that any attack on Taiwan would be an existential threat to Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have announced also that they're prepared to help Taiwan in such a case. So, I mean, that's quite ambitious for the Japanese. They don't usually do that. Japan is our ally. We have a defense agreement with Japan. If something happens in the region, we're obligated. There's no doubt about that. So I think that we have the capability to deter China still. We have a relationship, an important one, with Japan, which is a very key ally.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to help the Taiwanese to the extent that we can, but we have to show it. And right now, you know, it's unclear that we're showing that. And I thought that the Biden statement was after his conversation with Xi, was not very helpful. In fact, it was undermining us in many ways.
So what would showing it look like from the commander-in-chief and his, you know, administration?
Well, I think one of the things we could do is put patrols around, air and naval patrols around Taiwan on a full-time basis.
Hmm.
To let the Chinese know that, you know, we're not going to tolerate these intrusions, and we're going to shadow their airplanes, not just Taiwan's going to shadow them, but we're going to shadow them. We're going to chase them out.
Right.
I think the Chinese will back down. I mean, my own personal, they don't want to get into a war with us.
Yeah, no, I think that and it's even sort of at this juncture hard to imagine sort of this type of aggressive land war type of movement, which we just haven't really seen in so long. And yet China just continues to ramp up. And I think people are beginning to take notice. Of course, they've, you know, clearly this has been in the works for longer than we've been taking notice of
they've
it.
They've been in the works since 1996.
Right. Right.
When they decided they had to figure out how to counter the United States. That their whole focus is on how to counter the United States. They're not worried about Taiwan. They're worried about the United States.
Right. And so, I mean, let's, on that note, discuss some of China's other movements in the region and toward the United States. I mean, something that especially, I think, hasn't maybe been in the headlines as much as would otherwise be warranted is that China has, you know, for a while been lining up troops on India's border, certainly the fall of Afghanistan.
Well, there's been some clashes
there,
too.
No, exactly. So talk to us a little bit about your sort of analysis of that movement.
Well, it's not just India, but also the South China Sea. Mm-hmm. They're also putting pressure on Vietnam and other countries, Indonesia, other countries in the area, the Philippines. I mean, this is part of the aggressive nature of China today, which has this burgeoning military and a desire to use it. They want to control at least the first island chain along in Asia. They want to keep the Indians under pressure so that the India doesn't join in alliances with their Southeast Asian and South Asian neighbors. I mean, this is all part of, I think, an expansionist mentality on the Chinese side.
Right. I mean, it certainly seems that way. And so I guess to that end, do you feel that the United States sending patrol ships and air patrol to Taiwan is really enough to deter the type of aggression that we're seeing from China? And I guess in your mind, Stephen, what would a coherent Chinese, like American-Chinese foreign policy look like from a U.S. administration?
Well, first coherent thing we could do, aside from, putting ourselves in between Taiwan and China, which I think is a very important thing to do, an immediate thing we can do. I think the other important thing we can do, and I've written about this both in the Asia Times and Epic Times, is that we need to have a common military command between the U.S., Japan, and Taiwan so that we can coordinate our operations and we can act like we're in an alliance. Right now, we don't have that. We don't have anything. So, I mean, it's been too long. I mean, we have this quad business, but it's too generalized and it's not focused. We have to have something that's much more focused and much more like NATO in a way, like an alliance. We desperately need that.
Right. I mean, I suppose that does make a lot of sense, especially as, tensions really reach a boiling point over there. I mean, this has been, certainly a wide-ranging discussion. I guess, Stephen, what do you think are sort of the biggest tension points, the things that Americans and, anybody watching should be paying the most attention to in terms of China's global movement?
Well, I think Taiwan's at the top of the list.
Right.
I mean, I really do. But right behind it is Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And, the Chinese are putting pressure on some Japanese islands called the Senkaku Islands, trying to say they belong to China, they don't belong to Japan. And this is the kind of thing that they're doing everywhere. And they're greedy and they're pushing and they want to control all of Asia if they can. That's their goal. It's not in our interest for that to happen. In fact, it's very much negative to our interests, our economic, our political and military interests. Pushes us back toward Guam and then really back toward Hawaii, which I don't think we want to do that again. I mean, the whole idea after World War II was not to get caught that far back and where we can't protect our interests.
Right. So sort of pivoting away as we wrap things up from purely militaristic activity on China's part, how would you say that their actions at this moment that we're paying attention to sort of comport with, the dozens and dozens of reports that we've heard of, Chinese scientists infiltrating our institutions and professors and students and all of the things that we sort of hear in the realm of academia and our intelligence apparatuses and the like, just in terms of them sort of permeating our culture and our stratosphere in that sense and using that information in the ways that they do. How did these things all sort of go together to form a more complete picture of China's long-term plan vis-a-vis the United States and the globe?
Well, I think it tells you more about our weakness.
Yeah. Go ahead.
We haven't managed to deal with the academic penetration. We haven't managed to deal with the cyber theft and stealing. We haven't managed to control our own companies who are giving away all their technology to China. We are putting ourselves in a very bad spot because, you know, I like to say we have two defense budgets, one for ourselves and one for China, because that's what it amounts to when you're giving away all your, they've stolen all the plans of the F-35 and the F-22. I mean, they have been very successful in penetrating us up and down the scale, both openly and through by the back door, secretly. So I think that this is a problem we need to clean up, and we haven't done it. We're way far away from doing it.
Yeah, I mean, certainly disconcerting. It does just seem in some ways, I mean, I hate to sound pessimistic about this, but like an insurmountable problem for the United States government, particularly this administration, which again, you know, 8, 9, 10 months in here, we're just not seeing any type of really coherent China policy. You know, one reason it seems that Biden and Xi Jinping are going to be having this virtual conference is because they've yet to really face to face. I mean, you know, Xi won't be at the Group of 20 summit later this month. And so I think that at least on Biden's part, and maybe, you know, via the counsel of some of his State Department advisors, he's being told that it's really time to begin speaking with China if they want to get a grip of the problem, which they just don't seem to have been acting with any urgency to do up until this point.
Well, I think we should certainly meet with the Chinese and tell them what we expect from them and what they should not do. That's part of the puzzle. But the other part is getting our own act together, which we're not doing.
Mm-hmm.
Except, you know, even really, we're not doing it maybe marginally in the military, but beyond that, we're not doing it. And so the sloppiness and the loss of technology from the United States, the penetration, and the economic ties, which are killing us, you know, not only from a military and security point of view, but also from a jobs point of view, economic point of view. I mean, we let this fester for years, and it's so far out of control that it's, you know, all our major Silicon Valley companies are embedded in China.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not good for our future.
No,
simply
not at all.
Not good.
So, I mean, final question here, Stephen, and then I'll let you go. And we so appreciate you being here today.
Sure.
What would be the best way to confront sort of some of these domestic threats and companies that the Chinese have permeated on our own soil?
Well, I think we have to lay down some strict rules about what can be shared through technology, what can't be shared, what are the sensitive industries that have to be protected, and we have to demand that they are protected. You know, so we can do that through law, can do that through export control mechanisms. We have the legal basis for it, but we're not doing it.
Right. So, I mean, definitely some more plans coming out of the various branches of government that control those types of operations would be good. I guess we'll see what happens and how this conversation between Xi and Biden goes later this month. And of course, I think the world is watching right now what happens with
Taiwan. I'm sure
Taiwan.
You're right about that.
Yeah. So, Stephen, thank you so much for being here today. Again, that was Stephen Bryan, a senior fellow at the Center for Security Policy. He does a lot of writing about China and, you know, a variety of other subjects. It's all quite worthwhile, very intelligent. I would highly recommend checking it out. Stephen, is there anywhere else people can view your work?
Well, you can see my work on Asia Times, Epic Times, and also sometimes on Newsweek as well.
Okay, great. Again, thanks so much, Stephen, and we will be right back after a very quick commercial break.
Hey, folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you got to do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion-dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-200. G-O-L-D, gold. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653, or gold. Or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews.
Welcome back, everyone, to the John Solomon Reports podcast. Thanks for being with us today. Wasn't Stephen Bryan great, everyone? He is just so unbelievably well-informed about this subject matter. You know, he's been laser-focused on it for years and years. Almost nobody, I think, in the DC world better suited to discuss the multifaceted Chinese threat, especially in, you know, broad strokes for an informational interview like that. Then Steve, I would really recommend checking out his work. As he said, he's got some stuff up at the Epoch Times, Newsweek, Asia Times, a variety of scholarly work as well. He's just had such a long and decorated career on this subject matter. It's certainly worth listening to what he has to say about all of this. So we will be back tomorrow with another great episode. Again, it's going to be me sitting in for John. We're going to be talking to Scott Shea, the co-founder and chairman of Signature Bank of New York. Outside of his banking role, he actually has been researching up on anti-Semitism on campus, on college campuses specifically, something that, you know, has been well in focus, especially since last spring during the exchange of rocket fire, mostly coming from Hamas, but some rockets being fired from Israel during that 11-day skirmish. So he has a new book out called Conspiracy U, a case study. And he talks about the sort of sneaky ways in which conspiracy theories, tried and true conspiracy theories about Israel and the Jewish people and Zionism have permeated mainstream academia and are now influencing kids, Jewish students, non-Jewish students alike, and informing modern movements like the Boycott, Divest, Sanction, the BDS movement, and the way that boards are behaving, and sort of just the global vision of Jewish people and Israel alike. It'll be a really interesting conversation. I hope you guys tune in for it. Hope you guys liked today's podcast. If you're looking for more information on what's going on in Taiwan, I recommend heading over to justthenews.com, where we've really been on this beat, covering it pretty closely since sort of things began heating up earlier this week, and we'll continue to pay attention to it. If you feel so inclined, it'd be great if you guys could leave us a review of the podcast. We love a 5-star, but we love hearing your notes on what's going on who we're interviewing. If there's a subject you'd like to hear more about, let us know. We love hearing from you. Until tomorrow, though, have a great rest of your day. God bless America and God bless you.
Hey folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you gotta do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-200. G-O-L-D, gold. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653, or gold. Or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon, Just the News family. Folks, everyone knows the next medical crisis is just around the corner. Whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something much more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's what we learned from this last pandemic, right? That's where the Wellness Company comes in. You know the Wellness Company. We have their great doctors like Dr. Peter McCullough on all the time on our shows. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust. And the new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy, and most importantly, prepared. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. The medical emergency kit provides a guidebook to aid in the safe use of all of these life-saving medications, so you know what you're doing. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID and even the bioweapon like the plague, the Wellness Company's medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, and antiparasitics on hand to keep you and your family safe from whatever the globalists throw your way. Go to www.twchealth.com/justnews today in order. That's twc.health/justnews and use the promo code justnews to save 10%.